Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf, where Pesachim Daf Tzadik Zayin. This Daf is going to be learned based on Hashem on Purim, and there's a connection here between the Daf and Purim. The Gemara in the end of Aleph, the end of Amud Beis, brings the opinion of Rebbe that kol avudo lemiso ozlo. Any animal which is kodesh gets lost, it goes lemiso. You need to kill it. Why? Because it has no future. The minute it was lost out, it is not under the care and shmira of Hegdesh, so then it has no use to it, and it goes to Misa. In Megillah Esther, we find that when Haman came to Ahasuerus and told him to get rid of all the Jews, he says, "Im haMelech toiv, yikosev leabdom. If the king agrees, please write to kill them, but use the word leabdom, loshen ibut, get them lost." So many of the Mefarshim point out, doesn't say over here Yikosev lehashmidom should be written to annihilate them, Yikosev lehorgam to kill them. It says Yikosev lehabdom. So Rav Yonah said Abishit said the Yaris Vash Chelik Beis, the Beis Halevi on the Megillah, the Malbim over here, and many others explain that Haman did not want to come to the king and tell them, go kill all the Jews. As we learned early in the Masechta, usually a nation doesn't want to kill another nation which is under its shibud. We don't do that. So, if Haman would tell Ahasuerus, kill all the Jews, he would say no. Said Haman, because of the Abdom. So, explains the Aristophash, the Beis Halevi, the Malbim, what is it because of the Abdom? Get them lost for their own identity. They should not have Yiddishkeit. They should not have the Das Yehudis, the religion called Judaism. Let them be part of us. Let them lose the identity that makes them different. That's because of the Abdom. As the Aristophash continues, that's what happened later. Because when Esther sat down with Ahasuerus and told him that there is someone who wants to kill all the Jews, so said the Ahasuerus, who's the one who came with that idea? I never heard of it. Ahasuerus was lying to Esther. Didn't he know that he signed a decree to kill all the Jews? Explains the innocent Abishites, explains the Beis Halevi. The pshat is that Ahasuerus thought because of love doesn't mean to kill them, just to lose their identity. But Haman used that to change a decree to kill all the Jews. And they saw in the Sefer Sir Sarfei Kodesh, the name of the Rav Kirov, that when Esther sent to Mordechai to ask him what's going on, so Mordechai answered with two psukim. One pasuk says, I'll tell you what happened, that Haman put money on the Yehudim le'abdom. And then the next pasuk says, v'espashekin savadah shanita b'shushon le'hashmidom. Meaning, what the decree that the king signed was only le'abdom. But the Haman used that lehashmidom. But one could still ask, so did Haman lie to the king? But I heard once of Shateh, Haman knew that if you do le'abdom, and if Am Yisrael loses their identity, that automatically will cause them to die. Am Yisrael, if they're lost, if they're le'abdom, they automatically will get to Misa. It's just a slope going from there to there. You can't have an Ibu to lose the religion of Am Yisrael and keep them alive. So Haman said to Ahasuerus, la'abdom, but really, it embedded in that is la'ashmidom. And actually, that's the remez in our Gemara. Because the Gemara tells us, kol avudo lemiso hazlo. If there is something getting lost, it goes to death. If you lose the identity, if Am Yisrael doesn't have that connection to Yiddishkeit, so he mainly becomes miso, becomes la'ashmidom, and the plan, the plot of Haman works out. We have to be careful not to have le'abdom, to always keep our identity, and email will be minaf foichu, the simcha and chayim that we have in Purim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.